Zadanie A1A7. Вы услышите разговор ведущего радиопрограммы и директора агентства по здравоохранению. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A1, A4 соответствуют содержанию текста. 1, 2. Какие не соответствуют? 2, false. И о чем в тексте не сказано, то есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3, not stated. Обведите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
This is Shep O'Neill with a special English development report. The World Health Organization, WHO, is warning people not to use only one drug to treat malaria. That drug is artemisinin. Our guest today is Arata Koche. He is the new director of the malaria department at the WHO, the United Nations Health Agency.
Good morning. You are right. The officials say people should take artemisinin only in combination with other malaria drugs. The fear is that artemisinin could lose its effectiveness if it is misused. If we lose artemisinin, we will no longer have an effective cure for malaria. And if that happens, it might take at least 10 years before a new one could be discovered.
What to do then?
Well, a drug combination is a way out. Drug combinations are also used to treat diseases like AIDS and tuberculosis. Experts say combination treatments are not only more successful than single drug or monotherapy, they also slow the development of resistance to medicines. The organisms that cause malaria have already developed resistance to many other drugs.
It's very important to explain to people what to do.
The health agency cannot force them to follow doctors' advice.
But there are steps it could take to pressure companies that continue to sell artemisinin as a monotherapy. For example, the WHO could urge the World Bank, the Global Fund, and other agencies not to buy drugs from those companies.
You may be right. Well, some more words about artemisinin. It comes from a plant called the sweet wormwood. Chinese researchers discovered it more than 30 years ago. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
This is Shep O'Neill with a special English development report. The World Health Organization, WHO, is warning people not to use only one drug to treat malaria. That drug is artemisinin. Our guest today is Arata Koche. He is the new director of the malaria department at the WHO, the United Nations Health Agency.
Good morning. You are right. The officials say people should take artemisinin only in combination with other malaria drugs. The fear is that artemisinin could lose its effectiveness if it is misused. If we lose artemisinin, we will no longer have an effective cure for malaria. And if that happens, it might take at least 10 years before a new one could be discovered.
What to do then?
Well, a drug combination is a way out. Drug combinations are also used to treat diseases like AIDS and tuberculosis. Experts say combination treatments are not only more successful than single drug or monotherapy, they also slow the development of resistance to medicines. The organisms that cause malaria have already developed resistance to many other drugs.
It's very important to explain to people what to do.
The health agency cannot force them to follow doctors' advice.
But there are steps it could take to pressure companies that continue to sell artemisinin as a monotherapy. For example, the WHO could urge the World Bank, the Global Fund, and other agencies not to buy drugs from those companies.
You may be right. Well, some more words about artemisinin. It comes from a plant called the sweet wormwood. Chinese researchers discovered it more than 30 years ago. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.